They can't even say brains right.
I'm gonna kill you, and then I'm gonna motherfucking kill a cop.
You know, zombie tipping, zombie hunting. There's rip the arm off the zombie, pin the arm back on the zombie, zombie soccer. That's really they just kick you in the nuts. That's not even a game.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Once you push play, there is no turning back.
Black Sabbath.
believe in the boogeyman.
Radio, the world's original all horror broadcast.
Uh-oh, looks like somebody stepped under the mistletoe.
There, fiends, welcome to Remorg Radio. Welcome to the world's original all horror broadcast for our final transmission of 2011. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, here as always, the ghost host with the most, baby. It's me, Tomb Dragomir.
For years, he has pretended to be a hideous, murdering monster. Now. He has actually become one.
This week on the broadcast.
You know, I'm going to go with Rory Calhoun in Motel Hell.
Rory Calhoun?
That's it!
Because he puts a dead pig head on at the end of the film and is running around with a chainsaw.
Our blood-spattered guide takes a look at some of Remorg Radio's BSG top moments of all time. And it's a very rapey Christmas for the Caustic Critics this year as they take on a Serbian film.
Where was I?
Terror Tunage en route this week, fiends. We got Mark Lanigan, The Doors, Residents, Rob Zombie, and more. Plus tons more fun to come on your home for all horror rot and roll Remorg. Stay tuned. Oh yeah, let's kick it off with the Hitchcocks. I got a lust for blood. It's time to start the really big show. Hey ho, let's go. I said cock.
Wilder, wilder, faster, faster.
We'll be right back.
is raw.
Please don't hurt me. I'll do anything.
Word was out.
Waste them.
Hear the cramp sing, "You got the blues."
You got the blues.
Smother me in alabaster. It's time for a very important public service announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the great Lord Blood Raw.
My lords and ladies, Lord Bloodraw here, and you of course recognize this music from the opening moments of the classic Night of the Living Dead. These opening scenes were shot in the Evans City Cemetery in Pennsylvania. Now, the chapel in the Evans City Cemetery, as seen in the movie, is scheduled to be torn down. We horror fans cannot let this happen. Gary Striner, the sound engineer for the film, is raising funds to not only save the chapel, but turn it into a Night of the Living Dead museum. And you can help. Keep an eye out in your area for charity events to raise funds to fix the chapel, or host one yourself, or to donate directly. Go to www.fixthechapel.com. We horror fans can help create a Night of the Living Dead museum in the iconic cemetery where it was filmed. But first, we have to fix the chapel. Go to www.fixthechapel.com today. Thank you, and geek out.
Geek on, Brother Ron. Let's get out there, people, and fix that chapel.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Here's their ghouls, Night of the Living Dead, on Remorgue Radio.
Barbara, your brother's dead and gone. He left you all alone. Wish it all away. This is your family now. You better start to barricade. This is the night of the living dead. Ready. This is how it felt. Benjamin, there was nothing you could do. They overran the house, and now all that's left is you. But when the morning comes, hear footsteps in the lawn, they see you from afar, and now you're dead and gone. This is the night of the living dead. This is how it fed. This is the night of the living dead. Ready or not, this is how we're fed.
Rumorgue Radio.
Hey ho, have you heard about a show called Rumorgue Radio?
We're waves in the twilight zone.
Radio for ghouls, not radio for chums.
Radio for ghouls, not radio for chones.
Orally stunning.
Good evening. Tonight, Beavis and I will be discussing a wonderful and inspiring film called The Human Centipede. In this movie, a German doctor surgically connects this chick's mouth to another chick's butt. Then he connects that chick's mouth to a Chinese dude's butt, creating a Siamese triplet called the Human Centipede.
You know, it really is uplifting.
Through this experience, they learn about cooperation, friendship, and life.
Yeah, and they also learn what human butt tastes like. Yeah. I mean, at least two of them do.
Yeah. That's uplifting.
You know, Butthead, I was thinking, you know, they're going to make Sex in the City 3. So, why not make it good? Why not have all those chicks go to Germany and get lost in the forest, and then the doctor from Human Centipede finds them, and then he sews them all together, butt to mouth, into one big centipede? Yeah.
That would rule.
Yeah, it would be two sequels with one movie.
It would be the greatest chick flick that has ever been made.
Feed her, Charlotte. Feed her, Carrie. Feed her, Samantha.
Hi, I'm Count Spokula, and you, on the go, are listening to
Bug Radio!
My suitcase is packed with all your heartbeats. So I walk to their sound and head towards the sun. So my shadow will cover the tears on the ground. I'm moving away from the place where you took your last breath. To find you, my love, in the magic of life after death.
Hello, I'm Lisa Ladussard, your blood-spattered guide to music on Rumorg Radio, where it's getting dark because we're wrapping up programming for another year. And as I look back on the quality horror entertainment and good times that were 2011, I have a particularly dark heart. I'm announcing here, this is my final appearance on the podcast. Yes, after 5 years, I think, maybe six. Tom, help me out. I can never remember.
You started in January of 2007, so that'd be 5 years. Still a pretty damn long time.
Yeah, a long time. Anyway, I'm hanging up my radio hat to focus on writing in 2012. But before I turn into a bat and fly out of here, I have one final list to share with you all. It is a look back at some of my favorite moments doing this segment of the program. And so, one last time, let's play Blood Spattered Guide Top 5.
Blood Spattered Guide Top 5 Moments of All Time.
I will never forget Count Smokula. Way back in 2006, I think, I interviewed this crazy accordion-playing, fez-wearing vampire from Smokesylvania, and he did an impromptu theme song for me. It's the only time I've ever been serenaded on Rumorg Radio, so Count Smokula, you're number 5.
Count Smokula, that is.
Hi, this is Lisa from Rumorg Radio. I'm looking for the Count.
You got him. The great Lisa Ladussard.
Well, thank you, Count Smokula. Where you come from, they can say my name right.
Well, we practice all the love you can, all the love you can. And that was the great Lloyd Kaufman and leading, directing a band of naked tomatoes and blood-splattered people.
You mentioned my favorite thing. You said blood-spattered people.
That's right. That sounds like a good title for a song.
Well, you could write a song about that, and it could also be about me.
About you?
They call me the blood-spattered guide.
Oh, nice. The blood-spattered guide. The blood-spattered guide. So don't you hide from her. I'm Lisa Ladussard. And inspiring me with your blood, your spattered, and your guidance. Yeah, radio.
One of the great things about being here is that Rumorg Radio lets me say what I want, even if it's not popular. And one of the most unpopular things I ever said was about GWAR. A few years ago, I did kind of a GWAR versus Lordi showdown. Does anyone even remember Lordi anymore? God, what happened to them? But although I declared GWAR the winner of this imaginary battle, I also took a lot of points away from them, and I hammered them for being misogynist, blatantly misogynist, I think I said, in their live shows. And, you know, while I maintain that that's not really the kind of gig I want to go to, a lot of people commented, gave me feedback on the message board that, you know, maybe I had GWAR wrong, since they really do just hate all of humanity equally. It's not fair to call them misogynist. So I put that at number 4 because it was a memorable occasion where I learned from the audience, which is always a pleasure. Lordy versus Guar versus me. I think the winner was still Guar. 2 points Guar, 0 points Lordy.
You're not gonna do anything. We're gonna grab you around the neck, squeeze those eyeballs out.
Both bands put on outrageous live performances. Guar, very well known for spewing out fake blood, piss, pus, semen, whatever they can get their hands on, into their audience. They like to simulate all those fun things like bestiality and necrophilia. Nothing is too ridiculous for a Guar show. Lordy, it's more like Kiss. You get platforms, you get pyro, but you don't get the evil women characters who have their tits sliced off.
Their opponents claim to find them extremely offensive inside the ring, and obviously looking at this, they're pretty offensive outside the ring too.
So, even though Guar gets all the points for Gore, they lose them for their blatant misogyny, and for live shows, point Lordy.
Well, obviously their reputation has preceded them.
At some point, I started doing this thing called 60 Sick Seconds.
66 seconds.
Which is hard to say when you have a lisp, let me tell you. Maybe I should have called it something else. And it was an opportunity for me to have these rather silly Q&As with musicians, talk about their favorite Halloween costumes or how they might murder someone with their instrument, that kind of thing. Some people got it and had fun, some people not so much. But one person who always enjoyed it, it seemed, was Tomb Dragomir, who could really showcase his awesome mashup talents. And so my favorite, my memorable 66 second is with the Pine Box Boys, Southern Country Group, because they mentioned Rory Calhoun, which gave Tomb the opportunity to slide in something from The Simpsons, which always makes me happy. If you had a banjo at your disposal, what is the best way you can use a banjo to murder someone?
Well, first of all, the banjo is such a primitive instrument that one would just do as well just to go ahead and buy a thick stick. However, Charlie Poole, the old-time musician, he defended himself with his banjo once by clocking a police officer on the head with it, and by all accounts, it busted through and hung around the police officer's neck like a necktie while Charlie Poole made his escape.
What's the strangest thing you ever found in your beard?
Nothing was quite as disconcerting as the day I found a pair of woman's pantyhose in there.
Lester, who would you say is the best hillbilly villain?
You know, I'm going to go with Rory Calhoun in Motel Hell.
Rory Calhoun?
That's it!
Because he puts a dead pig head on at the end of the film and is running around with a chainsaw. And of course, you know, his victims, he's using them to make sausage. And, you know, that's such a fine addition to biscuits and gravy in the morning.
One of the coolest things by far about being part of Remorque Radio was it gave me an opportunity to interview iconic musicians. Perhaps I was a fan of for a long time. I got to talk to David Jay from Bauhaus. That was pretty rad. Ogre from Skinny Puppy. Bobby Steele, I remember, was a really great interview.
This is Bobby Steele of the Undead, and you're listening to Remorque Radio.
But my favorite of all, Jeanette Napolitano of Concrete Blonde. I grew up listening to Concrete Blonde, and I always loved their album Bloodletting. So when they announced a sort of reunion tour, the Vampire's Rise tour, I think they called it, it was an opportunity for me to get her on the phone and talk about Bloodletting, and just being able to chat with her about vampires and Anne Rice and psychic vampires. And, you know, she's a very rock and roll chick, and she laughs a lot, and it was definitely a highlight. My favorite icon interview for Remorque Radio was Jeanette Napolitano.
You know, at a certain point, I never know. You know, when you talk about the spirits and things, you know, I can tell when I walk into a place and like, what? Wow, this is a trip. Because a lot of places have their own energy, especially back there where you guys are. You know, where are you?
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, you're Canada. Wait, your place too? Oh, please. Are you kidding? You got haunted. Oh, my God.
Our studio is in a former funeral home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Oh, there you go. You know.
And staff say they've heard children laughing late at night upstairs in the studios.
Are you having a laugh?
Well, spooky. I bet they don't get many volunteers for the late shift.
Do I really believe, you know, there's vampires and you suck person's blood? Yeah. Do I believe you need to? No. I mean, do I believe in psychic vampires? You better believe it. Do I believe in using a lot of protection? You know, I mean, let me tell you, one of the things that we're doing on this tour, and I'm really excited because this just happened this morning, I want to have, you know, to sell as little vials of rose oil with the Concrete Blonde logo on it so that everybody can wear the rose oil for protection. Can you imagine we're going to be playing and the whole place is going to smell like roses? I mean, how rad is that?
Now, I'm the first to admit that some of the stuff I cover on the podcast is sort of on the fringes of what a lot of listeners would consider their favorite music. And it's tricky because everyone here loves horror in movies and in books, but they have a different taste in what they listen to. What worked best for me was when I could interview horror film composers. And I did quite a few over the years, from Tyler Bates to Den Lick, the guy who does Dexter, Richard Band. But my favorite by far was for our special Halloween episode in 2008, when I got to talk to Alan Howarth, who contributed so much to the Halloween series and worked with John Carpenter. We talked about Poltergeist, and, you know, he had these great stories of inspiration about Led Zeppelin or his heating duct or something, and he would make these vocal sound effects while he was talking. It was a real pleasure. We ran it over two episodes of the podcast, I think. The Halloween stories are stalker stories. So what does a composer and a sound designer need in your toolkit to really work a stalker story?
Well, there's a great quote by one of the original sound design characters, a fellow named Ben Burtt, who did all the original sound design on Star Wars. Somebody asked him one time, how do you make those great explosions, Ben? And what he said is, you make sure it's really quiet just before it happens. Well, that's the same thing you do in scaring somebody, is you set them up, you creep around, you do very thin high strings and little textures, and then when the bad guy shows up, you scare them. And the John Carpenter themes, the Stalker theme, the Laurie theme, the Halloween theme got recycled over and over again because those were iconic.
And that's it. That's my look back at my favorite moments here as the blood-spattered guide. I want to thank Rodrigo Gudino for inviting me to be part of this project all those years ago and giving me a voice here on Rumorg Radio, to Shannon and Stuart and all of the caustic critics who've come through for working so very hard, and of course to Tomb Dragomir for dealing with every technical problem a girl could throw at him.
Yeah, no.
Never complaining and always making me sound great. Tomb Dragomir, you're awesome. It's been a pleasure to work with you. And finally, I thank the listeners. It's a cliche, but if you were not out there, there'd be no point in being in here. So before I go, I have one last request. I want to hear my own theme song. This is the Blood Spattered Guide, leaving you with Rob Zombie's Living Dead Girl on Rumorg Radio.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
On the stage is only one sure way to bring the giant down. Deep the screams of cemetery things, we're the ones that put on the devil's wings. In the free, like a hunchback, juice on a sentimental news. Operation Field, they love to love the wealth of an SS for making scary sounds.
it's a dollar. It's dollar bills. Gold's machine creates another theme so beautiful they make you kill.
Greetings from Tromaville. This is Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. I worship Lisa from Rue Morgue, and I'm here at the unbelievable Festival of Fear with Rue Morgue Radio and the beautiful Lisa.
I love you, Lloyd Kaufman.
And I love you. You better keep in touch. Where have they been hiding you?
In the Rue Morgue Radio booth.
God damn it.
Hi, this is Rodrigo Godino from the 2006 Festival of Fear, and you are listening to Rue Morgue Radio.
Special Christmas show, quote unquote. We have the Crossy Critics coming up, a Serbian film. You don't want to miss that supersized segment. So stay tuned. It's time to open the doors of perception. Ghost Song, Jim Morrison, The Doors. Stay tuned.
Awake. Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. they croon, the ancient ones, the time has come again. Choose now, they croon, beneath the moon, beside an ancient lake. Enter again the sweet forest, enter the hot dream, come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Indians scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind.
This is Alice Cooper.
This is Angus Scrimm.
Hey, this is Bill Moseley. I mean, this is Chap Tap.
This is Christopher Lee speaking.
Hey, everybody out there. This is David Hess.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God!
Hello, I'm Herschel Gordon Lewis.
This is James Gunn.
Hi, I'm Jason Eisner, director of Hobo with a Shotgun.
Hey, this is Gary Only of the Misfits.
This is Karen Black.
Hi, this is Rick Baker, Monster Maker.
Hello, this is Vincent Price.
This is composer Simon Boswell.
Hi, this is Trevor Tominski.
Hello, this is Roger Corman.
Hey, it's Greg Nicotero.
This is Bob Ezrin.
Hey, this is Glenn Danzig.
And you're listening to Rue Morgue Radio.
Rue Morgue Radio.
Rue Morgue Radio. Rue Morgue Radio.
You are, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next feature contains graphic language, gratuitous sex, amputation, ritualistic violence, and acts of human depravity so extreme that it has been banned on 15 continents. Those with heart conditions, chemical imbalance, or multiple pregnancies should consult the advice of a medical professional before listening any further. But be warned, once you push play, there is no turning back. And now, on with our feature presentation.
Hypocritic critics.
Controversial, unrelenting, it's brutal, it's nasty,
sensational.
The worst of the worst. Offend everyone equally.
Bowling.
They're real.
The stuff shit scrapes off the bottom of its shoes.
They're mean.
So what was the actor's name?
Oh God, what a plank he is.
They're here.
Are you ready? It's time for the Caustic Critics. They're here.
All right, this is Feedback.
And this is A Canadian Last Chance Lance.
And this is our last show of 2011.
Wow.
I was almost going to say 2010, then I realized it's actually 2011.
Yeah, you almost missed a whole year.
But guess what? I got a present for you.
Hey!
Thing Mints!
Thing, like from the Addams Family.
Yeah, we still got loads of these left.
Oh, no, this is from that movie that I really liked.
The prequel.
Yeah.
The squeakquel.
The squeak. Exactly. These are good. They're icy. Get it? Because it's like frozen?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that. And of course, a couple of these are going out to our good pal Nick English for winning the contest from the Rue Morgue podcast.
Right on.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
I won.
Ah, we won. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
And he also won a copy of Ratline, but guess what? He'd already won a copy of Ratline, directed by Eric Stanzi, starring Emily Hack and Jason Christ.
See, you can't think of that movie without saying that in your mind now. But this guy is such a gentleman, he sent me yet another copy, and this one he actually signed himself.
Right, so this is going to a fellow named Chris.
Satan's favorite son.
We let Nick English pick who the winner was going to be. So the winning tagline for this copy of Ratline was, Hostile, but way unbalanced checks, courtesy of Satan's favorite son.
Satan's favorite son.
Did that even make our top 10?
It did not.
No.
But he almost made my top 10 with one of its picks, Rare Exports. Suddenly, being Jewish doesn't seem so bad. And as you mentioned, Eric Stanzi has already signed this copy, but we need your signature on there, too.
Right. Normally, I would sign it as Eric Stanzi for someone, but I'm going to put my own. So I'm going to circle the eyeball here, so you know that's eye, and then heart, and then this film. Now, it's really big letters, too, so. Are you going to sign it? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to sign it.
Really? Don't you put anything nasty on it. It says, I haven't seen it. Feedback. Have you still not seen it?
No.
Oh, my God.
So last time on the show, we reviewed The Incredible Melting Man, and we said if enough people demanded that we would record a fan commentary track for the movie. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Well, guess what? We had an overwhelming response to that proposition.
Okay, how many people?
Two.
Two
people, yeah.
Like, well, they just don't want us talking during the movie, or what?
Well, I guess nobody really cares.
Okay.
So we've been put in our place.
Yeah.
We've been schooled by the listeners.
Well, that's about two more people than I thought would answer
really?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think enough people cared about that movie. But this movie...
It's no Ratline.
That you... Truer words have never been uttered by
well,
you.
Well, let me just mention who actually wrote in. It was, first of all, our friend Michelle Izzy Galgana from Boston. She's a really sweet chick who I see here and her husband at the Fantasia Film Festival every year, by the way. She's been listening to us for ages. She said, I was just listening to your review of The Incredible Melting Man. If you guys did a fan commentary of a movie, I would probably die laughing. Plus one for me.
Okay, but we're not going to be responsible for her murder.
And then Owen Garth chimed in. Your friend
Owen
Garth.
Of course, Owen.
He said, I, for one, demand to hear a fan commentary for The Incredible Melting Man by Feedback and Lance. If not, the hunger for flesh is calling to me, and it's not that long of a drive to Toronto. Just a little motivation for the two of you.
Jesus. I don't like taking demands from anybody, but I also don't want you driving here and parking inside my house with that van with a big Confederate flag in the back window.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
If we got at least 10 people, maybe we'd consider doing it, because it would be kind of a technical challenge to pull it off, and obviously an hour and a half of our life we'd never get back, but 2 people...
Not worth it.
Even under threat of an Owen Garth visitation?
Maybe if Melly D had asked, or that...
She did. Even Melly D didn't.
Or that chick who sends in the Korean words?
She didn't care either.
Or another girl.
Any
other girl.
You got one.
Yeah, but she's got a husband.
So you got a girlfriend.
Okay. We can do it.
All right, well, let's get on to the business at hand. Because this is effectively our Christmas show, I figured, what better than this little film right here.
A Christmas classic.
Because Christmas, what do you think of Christmas? Little baby Jesus sleeping in a manger. Getting raped.
Oh my God.
A Serbian film.
Oh, a Serbian film. I remember when this thing came out.
A family feel good. It is a family movie. And
it certainly is.
A feel good family movie.
Because a family that rapes together.
It has a happy ending.
Literally. Several of them, if I remember correctly.
Of course, you guys all know about a Serbian film. It is infamous by this point amongst the horror community, whether you've seen it or not. It's directed by a fella named Srđan Spasojević.
Oh, I love how you murder other languages, including our own.
Övgasror.
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 And it's written by Aleksandar Radičević.
Oh, God. That's enough to cause Serbians to kill us. You know that, eh? You mispronounced our names. You die.
You mispronounced our name. May your horse drag your mother down to the pits of hell and rape her eternally with a swollen syphilitic dick.
Whoa.
That's a typical
well done,
Serbian
yes.
case word. All right, now this clues us in to what's actually going on in this movie, because what's happening in a Serbian film is much of the extreme violence and some of the more notorious scenes are actually literalizations of actual Serbian case words.
Right. We went through a bunch of them last time, right?
Well, we talked about that on the podcast, but not on Rumorg Radio.
Oh, Is this two different things? I didn't realize that. I just show up and speak into a mic and then cash my check if it doesn't bounce.
Well, give us a synopsis.
An out of work, very famous porn actor.
Megastar.
Gets hired to do some porn that he's not told what it's going to be about. He's just promised a heck of a lot of money for it. So he signs on and agrees. The next thing you know, he wakes up, he's been drugged, and he has to kind of piece his life back together, very memento-ish, and discovers that he did some horrible, horrible things while he was drugged. Mm. And there's a whole trail of bodies and porn that he's got to find out exactly what happened.
It's an interesting idea for an actual porn movie in the sense that they just send him to locations with a radio mic and they're giving him directions and yeah. He's got a couple of camera guys following him around and he has no idea what to anticipate.
Yeah.
And each scenario gets progressively more demented than the previous one.
This isn't the first time I've watched the movie as well with you, but this is the first time I watched this Blu-ray.
Yes.
And I gotta tell you, I felt like I was watching a very different movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It seemed like there was scenes in there that I didn't remember at all. There was some striking scenes, especially the scenes with his son and the newborn porn thing that's really... that were cut out.
Completely cut out.
And I thought, okay, for a Blu-ray, we're going to see more of the horrible stuff.
No.
But they actually cut back on
that. Well, this is the important thing. This current Blu-ray release that came out via Invincible Pictures claims to be an unrated cut of the movie. In fact, it is censored.
Oh, yeah. Heavily. No,
I don't know if it's heavily censored, most infamous scene of the movie is cut right out.
Yeah, because I actually was watching it with my girlfriend. I said, be prepared, because you're probably not going to like this. And it didn't happen. And like it was the newborn porn scene.
So what the fuck is that? Like, that, seriously, well, what the fuck is that?
We just discovered that you can't get a Serbian film up on IMDb, so maybe...
You can get it, but when I search for it in the search bar, it wouldn't retain any results.
So that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
They probably got a lot of, kickback because of those scenes, because of him raping his son.
I don't get this whole idea. The Blu-ray claims to be unrated, and yet the film is censored. The same thing happened with The Human Centipede. It was released in theaters via IFC unrated, and yet about 2 minutes of the movie were cut.
Hmm.
So this is the latest little trend.
Yeah, apparently.
Obviously, unrated releases that are actually censored. So beware. So in fact, please don't buy this. That's what the point of this review is. Don't buy the fucking blue. Honestly, it's a joke. It's a joke. If you're not going to release the movie uncut, don't bother.
I forgot how much I loved the soundtrack for this movie. It was very aggressive, very industrial, very heavy.
That's one of the better elements.
I thought he was a great actor in it. I thought there was some really good acting.
There's good bits. It's a movie that numbs you out.
It really
does. It's so over the top, you just become really numb to it. You know, I know some people who are afraid to see this movie, and I tell them, don't be afraid. I mean, it's... To me, it's like little kids behaving badly. You know, you should not fear a Serbian film any more than you would fear a child running into the living room and spewing forth a torrent of curse words to get a shock out of his parents.
Wow.
You know, to me, a Serbian film is about as threatening as a 10-year-old coming to your door at Halloween dressed as the Wolfman.
We know you're in there!
We can see you!
Get a minute!
It's kids behaving badly, thinking they're being badass. To their credit, they are being badass.
Very badass.
Everyone is censoring this movie and arresting people for watching it. But it's not a mature film. It's not a film that tackles the issues in an effective manner. You become really numbed out. You know what's actually the most disturbing thing in this movie? His little son.
Oh my God, I know exactly what you're going to say.
He's teaching him how to jerk off, basically. His little son's like, I feel it's like wheels are turning down there. And his dad's like, well, close your eyes at night and imagine the wheels. And he says, imagine it's a family traveling along the road. So he's basically asking his 10-year-old son to jerk himself off to sleep by imagining a family in a car going for a Sunday picnic. What the fuck is that?
You know, what's interesting is that when my girlfriend and I were watching this, she actually turned to me and said, that's a great way to describe it. That's how
I
felt.
Well, I think I've met your girlfriend. You guys are twisted. Well, that's it, Lance. 2011 has come and gone.
Well, we've got our very last year on Earth coming up next year.
Exactly. Let's go out with a bang.
Didn't we just with this movie?
No, we're going to... you know what? We're going to review the first show when we come back from the Christmas break.
Eric Stanzi's new movie, Radline.
Starring Emily Christ and Jason Hack.
Wrong.
Oh, I can never get it. Emily Hack, Jason Christ. Ratline.
Ratline.
Eric Stanzi.
Squeak.
Ah, a rat!
Oh, yeah. He really likes fries.
Ah!
Yeah, and he seems to like the buns, too. Yeah.
All right. Listeners, all two of you, you motherfuckers who didn't write in to ask for our commentary track. Okay, we'll remember.
Yeah.
Hell hath no fury like the feedback scorned.
You're getting a lump of coal for Christmas.
Yeah, fuck off. We were going to give out giveaways too.
No, I'm going to keep those now.
Yeah, keep those.
Too bad.
But to our two listeners, happy Christmas, Merry New Year, whatever. Permutation therein.
Merry New Year?
Okay.
What is that?
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Apparently.
This has to be one of the most anti-Christmas specials I've ever heard.
It's a very Serbian Christmas.
A very Serbian Christmas, exactly. May Santa Claus come down your chimney and stuff his fat, pustulant, swollen cock down your throat and fill your tummy full of Christmas cream.
And goodwill on earth to everyone.
Mark Lanigan, when your number isn't up.
Did you call for the night, porter? You smell the blood running warm. I stay close to this frozen border, so close I can hit it with a stone. Now something crawls right up my spine that I always got to follow. Turn out the lights. Don't see me drawn hollow. Just blood running warm. No one needs to tell you that there's no use for you here anymore. And where are your friends? They've gone away. It's a different world. And they left you to this, to janitor, the emptiness. So let's get it on. When the sun is finally going down and you're overdue to follow, but you're still above the ground, what you got coming is hard to swallow. Like blood running warm. They call for the night porter. They smell the blood, blood running warm. Well, I've been waiting at this frozen border, so close you could hit it with a stone.
Thanks for tuning in to our last show of the year here at Reward Radio.
I am a selfish old crank, and that fits me like a speedo.
You can find us online at rewardradio.com, that's right. And you should be watching Toom TV on YouTube, that's my show. It's YouTube/Toom Dragomir. You can find me there.
Shut up, Leonard! I found your YouTube page. What's the point in reviewing frozen pizza?
You're talking about it.
Well, that is true.
Best of luck to our blood-spattered guide, Lisa, and all your future endeavors. Thanks for everything. You've been great. Thanks to Feedback Lance and the missing Ashen Shannon. We'll put out an APB on her. I think she got captured by demented rabid elves.
Rabid weasels.
What?
So until we meet again, my friends, thanks for tuning in. It's been a squeeze of a slice.
Yeah, I know.
Ever so nice. Until we meet again, my friends, this is Toom Dragomir saying adios.
We'd like to thank you all for coming tonight. And adios, amigos.
Little baby Jesus sleeping in a manger, getting raped.
Oh my God!
Damn right.
Toom Dragomir, you're awesome. It's been a pleasure to work with you, and finally, I thank the listeners.